Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
You got this.
What happened? What happened to your mic?
Yuzi, hello?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Through my mic.
Yeah, through your mic.
You got me now?
Nope. There it goes.
My light doesn't really work on my mic, so when you turned me on, I didn't see that I was on.
Oh, that's too bad.
Oh,
well, he's singing,
that could be a problem.
Singing away at the top of his lungs.
Was it?
I'm like, nah, throw him on.
It's gonna be a great day.
Yeah, I know. Oh my god, so we were talking about that this morning. Mm-hmm. It is gonna be a great day.
She said, "Is it gonna be a great day?" I go, "Yep."
And yep,
sure
woman
is.
Woman yelled from the other room, "Yes, it is."
See 'em straight.
I bet all you cruise ship people are twitchy right now.
Oh man, can you believe those cruise ships?
It's like they're so big,
fancy,
that they're out on that they actually are up high enough to be in the skyline.
It's incredible. Like, incredible.
You feel like there's a dumpster size can of shrimps nearby.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Shrimp cocktail. Yeah. I mean, that's their thing,
that
right?
That is the thing. I've often thought, like, if you're on, like, a 10-day cruise, how do they still have fresh shrimp on the 10th day? How do
well,
they do
frozen,
it?
Frozen, for sure.
I guess so.
They must load in every day, Sarah.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, I'm sure. I would love to do a cruise ship tour and go and see the kitchens and the... Like, I would like to see the bowels of a boat.
I'm sure
that.
That's what I'm saying. You must feel there's a garbage...
Right.
Can size.
You probably stop thinking about it. You get on the boat and just, you know, start relaxing or whatever, and then you wouldn't think about it. But I would be like,
more shrimp. More shrimp.
I would love more shrimp.
More shrimp.
I'll
so
take
funny.
The more shrimp.
I was
shrimp.
Just looking at some cruises yesterday.
You are not.
You thinking about going on a cruise?
I don't know what I'm
doing. I would love to
you
do
know what?
Cruise.
There's a couple things I want to do, but I just...
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Why is this becoming such a thing? And it seems like a couple of your ideas have been foiled for no good reason.
Because he can only take off on a Wednesday, Thursday.
Oh.
So I have to take off work. My birthday is on a Thursday. It's just like to go somewhere. Just, there's not enough time. And then I'm kind of worried about... You know, things
us
going
without
on.
You.
Well, no,
how
just,
will we do without you?
You know,
I
just
do.
What's going on.
Absolutely.
I don't know. Do I need to save my money? You know, I mean, just a lot of stuff is going on in my head that I just, I feel it's so stupid. And, you know, I feel guilty about doing something.
But it's your 50th.
I know.
I know. Anyway, she wants to. You know, she's been. At first, she's like, no, we're not going to do anything. But then she, like.
And then
I think it
started,
dawned on you that it is your 50th. Like,
right.
You should do something
fun.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. This is people listening to this aren't going to understand or give two craps. And we're really supposed to do radio for them. But anyway, I'll just tell you this.
It's lost 30, man.
Yeah.
This is our time.
That whole sky is falling thing in radio is so normal, and we all get that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And I grew up with that feeling in radio.
Totally.
Like, especially, I didn't start with it. I caught it from the people I worked with
right.
Who have that in them, that, like, the look on someone's face, and they go, oh, my God, we're changing formats. And you're all, what?
What
are you
mean?
Tripping on?
What are you talking about?
But enough time in radio and you get that, you catch that, you get that feeling like, I love doing this, I love right where I am, freeze.
Right.
I don't want anything to go wrong.
Yeah. Or change.
And anytime you catch a whiff, there's an email, oh God! It used to be in the hallways. People were vocal about it.
Sure.
Now there's no more people left. You know, all the ones that were worried.
They're all gone. Yeah. They were worried for good reason, it turned out.
Good thing.
You know,
good thing
but
they saved their money.
It used to be in the hallway. Did you hear?
Be like, hear what? What are you talking about?
We're up for sale again.
Right.
Did you hear? Whatever. So my point in telling you this is there is a point in our age, maybe 50 is a good one to start,
yeah,
where you just say, F it. You know what? If I'm going to be fired, I'll figure it out. Who cares? You guys selling Mercedes like they're hotcakes.
That's not true.
All he needs to do is post up on the hood of one and people are like, who's the model on the Mercedes?
Right.
I'll take Ooh. Three.
I wish.
Yeah, I totally feel your pain. I just don't want your birthday to come and go and for you to feel like you didn't.
Yeah, you're going to regret it.
Yeah.
You're going to be bummed. You'll be
so
like,
take the Wednesday and Thursday off of your birthday and even just you go, know, you love Napa. You love Sonoma.
I know. Well, I also have been looking into, and I'm leaning more towards this, is the Safari West in
Santa
Rosa.
Oh, that's so fun.
Have you done that before?
I have not slept over there, but
okay.
I've done the tour.
Yeah.
But I know people who have, and they say it's just magic. You go up there, you're in these, like, sort of tent cabins.
Have you heard about it, Vinny?
I have not.
Like in, when we were in
there's
the building.
There's elephants, there's giraffes,
yeah.
There's cheetahs,
the
there's water buffalo,
the
and you drive, and
in
ostriches.
Santa Rosa.
Yeah.
Dude, it's in Calistoga, so it's I don't know where it's officially at. It's in the wilds up there.
The address is Santa Rosa.
Okay.
So, whatever.
So, you drive up to this place, and it is like little Africa. It's incredible. You get in a safari vehicle, and you go out into this however many acre place, and ostriches come up to the side
of
the thing.
And they're not caged.
Oh, no.
No.
You're
out. It's a reserve.
It's incredible. I mean, I think the cheetahs are caged. They don't let them go and kill the gazelles.
Wild.
Right.
That's probably a good
I think
idea.
Some of the big cats are in their own areas, but they're in huge areas and you might or might not see them. It's not like a zoo. It's more like a preserve, I guess.
Right.
Your daughter preserve. Would freak. I mean, you'd love it, Vinny. It's incredible. You really do feel like soon you can sleep over in these tent cabins and when you wake up in
like
the morning.
Glamorous.
Yeah, like
tent
glamping.
Cabins.
So you wake up and as the sun's coming up, you hear all these crazy wild African animal sounds, and it's like nothing you've ever heard before. And it's, I mean, from what I understand, it's absolutely magic.
They
and
serve just food there. Did you eat there?
I don't
There's
remember. It
restaurant.
Was years ago.
Yeah.
We did like the 2-hour safari
right,
tour,
right.
And you see all these herds of animals all sort of living, you know, running
to,
around.
We used to, when we had did CQDQ, we used to work with Safari West. They used to give us gift certificates.
Packages.
Right, for winners.
Oh.
And I always thought, man, I want to go there. And so I thought, well, that's, you know, an hour away.
Yep.
Stay one night.
Yep.
And maybe
that'd be fun.
Well, I'll tell you, I would say go to Big Sur, but, you know, that's ruined.
It's tough
so.
To get to these
yeah,
days.
You can't
right.
really do that.
Yeah.
Ugh. Such a bummer. It's nearby and it's so gorgeous and it's.
They're coptering people in.
Yeah.
Right.
It's not.
Yeah.
It's the only way to
possible.
Get
in.
And
I were talking about that. Yeah. So we'll see. Anyways, that's that. I'm also concerned that Bryn's going to be having his baby right around that time as well.
Oh, that's right.
So you know he's going to be taking some time off.
Yeah. When is the baby due?
Like late October.
Well, he gets 2 weeks, right?
I think he gets a cup, like 4 weeks. So I think he wants to take 2 weeks off to begin with and then wait a while and then take another 2 weeks off at some point.
Yeah, well, whatever he figures out. I don't
right.
know what
so
the
I
rules
just don't
are with
wanna...
that.
I thought I got 2 weeks.
I think you can take whatever
I
you want.
I think you
want.
Can take
oh.
four, yeah. but yeah, you only
but I don't,
took two.
I don't know what gets...
I didn't even want to take any. You guys
right.
were like, you're taking paternity leave, and
yeah.
I'm all, huh?
Well you got to be there when you first have the baby.
Yeah.
Huh?
Bond
with the meatloaf. I mean, come on.
There wasn't any... You know what? The bonding came a lot later. Like, that first 2 weeks was just...
But you're there to help your...
Sure.
The mother of your child. And
I'm sure she appreciated it.
Right. You know, it's not easy having a kid.
No, it is not. You're right.
Right. So he'll take a couple weeks, and that's
yeah,
fine.
So we'll
certainly work around his schedule. Things
yeah,
will be a little
so
bleak those weeks, so get ready
up
to
on
step
those audio
up.
Skills.
I know it doesn't mean much that, like, in the grand scheme of whatever, you know, the future of Alice is, like, all I care about is bring back the intern program. Like,
yeah.
I'm so over not having kids running around here learning crap. You know, giving us a little redundancy.
But, I mean, they kind of brought it alive for us. And they were learning and having fun. And
yeah,
we
I still follow some of those kids. You see
yeah,
them.
Was,
they're out there
great.
In the world doing stuff.
I
it's
miss having
neat.
Interns so bad. It just felt like there was, you know, there were some new kids coming up. And, like, that they could, you know, here's what the next generation are right now. There's no farm league. There's nobody to pull from.
Right.
It's just... So in all the big changes that are coming up, I really wish that guy had called me. There was a warning, like, you might get a call from a big guy.
Yeah, they took our numbers, told us we were going to get called.
I was like, I know it's not important, but it's really what I'm... I just want to know what your policy is on interns. Let's bring back the interns. And we had so much fun with them. Like, they were just great, and, you know, they became their own little, you know, units here on the show, and people got to know them, and they were a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you... Nothing like young, hungry people.
Even the goofy ones were.
Yeah! The goofy ones were the best ones.
Well, and you know, I know you romanticized. Some of them sucked.
Oh,
but, you know,
there were definitely ones that we booted.
Great kids that I still follow on Instagram or Facebook, and still I'm like, good for you.
Yeah.
I know.
Way to go.
Well, and I look around this building, and there's a ton of former interns here working in the building, but there isn't anyone to draw from now.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Something gets. Nothing's getting filled from within, man.
Well, yeah, it's hard when we need an opening, you know, a board op or whatever.
Right.
It's like, where do we go? There's nowhere to
go. How do we advertise for that?
You know, we try to go to the schools and stuff, but, or recommendations.
Right.
From other people.
Right. Anyhow.
What'd you guys do yesterday? Do you work on the yard?
You know what? I got home and there was already a crew doing it. And I was like,
this
is great.
Good for you.
Today, though, I know. So actually, it's great, too, because it looked backbreaking. Luckily, it wasn't too hot. But the...
this is for the gopher fence.
This is the gopher wire that we put down. So that's all dug in. And we get our grass tomorrow.
Yay!
That is the ultimate first world instant gratification that someone comes in and rolls out a lawn for you like that. I can't wait.
Makes a world of difference.
It's going to be unbelievable. Suddenly, I'm not going to live on Mars anymore. I'm going to live on, you know, planet Earth.
Get rid of those planks.
Yeah, the planks have been gone for a little while. We got our.
Oh, the deck's done.
No. There's pieces of plywood still on the deck. The deck's going to be one of the last things, much to my chagrin. But anyway, so today they brought in a big pile of wood, and I have to sand it and stain it. That's my job. I can handle that.
What does that go? Where's that going to go?
It's a part of a pergola.
The pergola.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
We'll never let that word go now, will we?
Well, I'm sick of my pergola just being four upright sticks. Now it's going to get the actual top on it and stuff. And boy, that's going to make a world of difference.
Will it?
It will.
You'll notice?
It won't be four sticks sticking up. Right now, it's four sticks.
All right.
Yeah.
Coming along nicely over there.
I mean, Hooman, what did you say? What percent am I done? I say I'm 65% done. He says...
What did you say, 30? 37, maybe 40 at the
most. Oh, man.
33.
Well, I guess I won't see you this weekend, but...
Yeah.
One of these...
Oh, yeah, you're going...
Yeah, I'm flying out for a wedding. Which will be super fun.
Where are you flying out to?
Boston. So it's a
those
quick
are the kids down
trip.
In L.A.?
Yes.
Are flying to Boston to get married.
Well, that's where all the family is, so they're doing it there in Boston. So
it's those two that were here. The
Julie
singing,
and Spencer.
The singing kids.
The singing kids, the running mates.
Yes.
They call themselves. So we're going, and they're putting a jam together. Everybody bring your guitars. I'm like, oh, my God, this is going to be a really fun, quick weekend.
Wow.
But it sucks to fly so far for just, you know, two nights. It's going to be totally whirlwind.
Two full days of travel for
two full days of fun.
Yeah. Are the kids going?
Riley is not going. He's got finals or something. Can't be finals.
Right,
I think it's midterms or something.
But he's not going.
It's not working for him. So we try.
But yeah, right's going.
Yeah, right's going. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And, you know, it's going to be great. Mm-hmm. I'm very excited for it.
Good.
What are you? I am. I mean, I know you think you're very suspect that anybody could ever enjoy a wedding, but it'll be. It's
and,
great.
And
it's
singing,
like a family.
God forbid.
Oh, my God. That's going to be. I'm actually. It's so funny because Hooman was talking about Owen Harrington's wedding.
Yeah.
Is that his last name? Harrington?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
With the singing in it, I'm like, oh my God, I hope that Julie, because they're so talented and all their friends are super talented. I have a lot of drama geek friends. And so I'm hoping that it's like a total, you know.
Production.
I can picture them doing that too, because they're so creative. And I just hope that it's like a wedding where I'm just like, ah, ooh.
Are you hope for that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fingers crossed.
Fingers
it's a nice
crossed,
long ceremony with all kinds of surprises.
Well, I don't want a long ceremony. Does anyone? I just want it to be. I want the whole wedding weekend to be filled with, you know, singing and
to answer
drama.
Your question, yes.
Yes, what?
Does anyone, you said, want a long ceremony? And I'm pointing to
he
whom?
Does, like, he likes he to hear it. The sermon and stuff. It's, yeah, I don't want to hear any of that.
Well, if it's, you know, if it's something dynamic and interesting. I mean, I've been to a lot of weddings. A
yes,
lot.
Yes,
a
you
lot.
Have.
And short ceremonies are fine, too. You know, it just depends. It depends.
Let's get to the party. That's what I always say.
Depends on how well it's crafted.
Crafted.
That's right.
You sound like you're ready to retire from weddings. You think you'll retire anytime soon?
Oh. Are you going to keep being the world's premier wedding critic?
I was the first one in the sanctuary.
Were you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. As they were setting up, I got as close as I could from the seats that were roped off.
They were setting up?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Boy, did you get there in case they needed an extra set of hands or something?
No, I want to have the best seat.
Oh.
I want to feel like the awesomeness. I want to feel the love.
At a wedding, though, if it's not your family, isn't the best seat like third row?
Yeah, so I got the third row.
Oh, good. Yeah. Right up where you want it to be.
Well, I got as close as I could get. I saw, but...
What time did the wedding start?
I started at 4.
And what time did you get there?
3:15, 3:20.
You were in the church picking your seat out at 3:20.
Yes.
For a 4 o'clock wedding.
Yes.
And did the wedding start on time?
It did. Actually started 4:04. I couldn't believe it. In my mind, I'm like, there's no way this thing's going to start on time. But they were committed to it. Because the reception was at the Corinthian Yacht Club. And that shut down at a certain time.
Shame.
So they needed to be out of that chapel to get to... Because the reception was just... I knew it was going to be super fun. And it was. It was awesome.
Did you say how many people were at this wedding?
Yeah, I'd say... 170.
Oh.
45 minutes early for a wedding.
Absolutely,
well,
yeah.
Gets a good seat.
And I don't like
seat.
To
he loves
listen,
church.
I don't like to rush. I want to take my time. That person that's rushing everywhere, barely making it, always late, that is not me.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with that. I'll rather get there early. It's like the airport. I just don't want to have to worry about it. I'll get there 3 hours early. I don't care. I can kill 3 hours. No
I can
problem.
Kill 3 hours, too. Exactly. I mean, we all have our cell phones. Sit around. Yeah. Meet somebody.
I don't know about
soak
that.
It all
I got
in.
My cell phone, though. I agree with
I
you.
I usually like to cut it all off, right? Well in advance, RSVP. No thanks. Can't
right.
make it.
KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy Tuesday. Here we go.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.